The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Thursday, March 14th. It's Pi Day, eh?
Ooh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Walked in. I don't know if you noticed this, Dylan. You and I walked in at the same time, but you were so concerned that why I don't have a lunch with me, I don't
Very
think
concerned.
You probably
Day number
noticed.
Two. Very concerned.
Walked into what could have been, and I don't know if this is Megan that started it, because, Robbie, it seemed like a conversation that might be something that's up your alley.
Okay.
A nerdy number conversation.
Oh.
Megan has stumbled across that today is something special. It's not just Pi Day. Is it today that's something special?
No, it's okay. Not today.
It's for
it's
April.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in April?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, this is the conversation. Did you notice what they were saying?
Not a chance.
Okay, what were you pointing out, Megan, that you think is just so neato mosquito?
That there's going to be like, I think it's like 7 to 9 days next month where mm-hmm. the numbers are going to be a palindrome.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, 420 of 2024, it's going to be 42024.
Right.
And then there's like 7 other days that are like that, and it's like it's the ultimate 42024. It's going to be crazy.
That's why they were talking.
But
I
also,
see.
Is that a 420 thing or it's a palindrome thing? Well, what is it here?
That is a palindrome.
Date is a palindrome.
Okay, so yeah. What are the ones in April that are palindromes that have got you so excited? So April is like, holy smokes, I can't believe how many palindromic dates there are.
Yeah, it's like, I think it goes, it's all the way from the 20th up until the 27th.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. So like 421, 42124.
Mm-hmm.
That's palindromic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it would be 420 to 421 all the way to 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
Technically.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's, is it?
It's just cool.
But 420, 20,
if you, it's just cool?
It's just cool.
If you expand the year and just mm-hmm. do 2024, right. then 420, 24 is the ultimate palindrome.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because it's 420. 420.
You need to look at it. It's much easier to look at.
024. Yeah. Okay. Now I get it, right?
It's silly, but.
Right.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah, it's a cool number.
It's just something.
Is that more than regular years? Because wouldn't 2023 have just been all those but in March?
No.
No?
Oh, wait.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then the year before in February, and next year, won't they it all be the same just in May?
But
don't we get this all the time in the 20s?
But
like
it's
in this
different.
Entire decade of the 20s, won't we get
might.
It every
and
single
every decade,
month?
You?
You know,
almost,
when you put
Dylan,
it
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
I think you're celebrating something that's going to happen all the time.
9 or 10 times a month.
See, this is
Maybe.
Why 420 is such a big deal. Right. She didn't realize all the other stuff. Okay, makes sense.
Wow.
So is that less important and interesting?
Well, the 420 one is still unique.
Yeah.
Okay. But today's Pi Day, 3.14.
I didn't even realize. That's cool.
Yeah, March 14th. Mm. Yeah, I realized it because my fiance is a teacher, and I don't know. I guess they make a big deal out of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Is she a math teacher?
No, oddly enough. Only to her son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a big deal.
Her son's hitting that point where math is now pulled the switcheroo. Did math pull the switcheroo on everybody when you were growing up? Where, like, you were just humming along in math, elementary school math, junior high school math. You're like, oh, man, I might be a mathematician. I really think I could be a rocket scientist. Look how good I am at math. And then, whoop, bam, a unit comes along out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, all of math is hard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it never changes again.
Oh, yeah.
Did math do that to you?
Oh, 100%.
What grade did it do it to you in?
Mr. Motley's grade 8 class.
Grade 8? Math got you in grade 8?
Yeah, Mr. Motley... I don't even, I regularly have a reoccurring dream about failing that class.
So do I!
Failing the class and not getting, like, I didn't never
That's
graduated.
Wild.
and I think I might not have. I don't know.
What grade did math get you in, Robbie?
Like,
humming along, everything's fine, this is really easy, I've got no problem doing this, I think I might be a savant, to bam! Uh-oh. I don't understand any.
I think maybe grade 12 because I never went.
Oh, it was okay.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And my teacher called my mom and said, I don't know how he's actually passing. Imagine if he went to every class.
Mine was as soon as we had to borrow calculators from the school.
The T3,
what?
Whatever they were?
Right, the scientific calculators.
T1s, T3s.
Oh, you had to borrow them.
Well, sorry, I didn't grow up in St. Albert, Robbie.
I thought it was standard. We had to have one.
Well, they asked you to have one, but for the kids that couldn't have one because
one
their older brother was playing AAA hockey, you had to borrow one from the little cart that they would pull into the class, and then you had to sign it out and give it back at the end of class.
I have mine here if you want to borrow it now.
A little late, Robbie.
Okay.
I actually could have used it then. I would have been a rocket scientist.
You could have been.
As soon as they rolled out that calculator that had its own dust cover, and you took that cover off and you looked at that thing and you were like, this isn't a calculator.
No.
Is this a laptop? What the hell is this thing?
I liked it.
That's when I...
You liked it?
Well, it was like a cheat machine.
It was.
I couldn't have passed the class on how to turn it on, let alone how to use it.
It was different.
As soon as that calculator came into my math life, I was done. Done.
Really?
I didn't know if I had it the right side up, which way to put the thing. It's drawing pictures for me.
I was fascinated by it.
It was cool.
Did you need that for cosine or something like that?
I think that's what it was. Once we got into all that stuff, I was like, okay, I think I've learned enough math. Yeah, Darren says grade 10, algebra. As soon as that happened, yep.
Sokotoa.
Sokahua?
Yeah.
Sine, cosine.
Opposite over hypotenuse. Cosine, hypotenuse.
Sounds like old April's the best month of the year. never had a problem with math, huh?
No.
Yeah, not really.
You never ran into it in the grade 12? The reason I know this is my fiance's son, all of a sudden, math has gotten hard. And my daughter at the same time, my daughter's in 11th grade. All of a sudden, like literally this week, math got hard.
Yeah.
They were humming along. They were like, oh, math is easy. Math is the easiest course. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, they flip the page on their textbook, and it's a new unit, and it's like, I don't get it anymore. And I remember that line in my life.
Well, good that they don't have it easy the whole way through. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, a little challenge helps, right?
For the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like this happens every single month, every year, Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like May is it for next year. You can get excited again next year. And then June after that.
But it's the ultimate month.
Of the year, yeah.
Sorry. Right. Didn't go the way you wanted it to.
$20,000 sound is worth $6,100, all right?
Yeah.
8 o'clock, we'll do that this morning. Same old sound that we're dealing with. In fact, the old sound, remember the old sound that we thought we didn't even know, have any idea what it was, this sound?
Yeah.
Right? That one hasn't lasted as long as that one has. This one was easier to guess. The jackpot was lower when it was won than the jackpot for that one was.
Right.
I don't know. So we'll give you a chance coming up at 8 o'clock. Bachelor Cam's old roommate slash Bachelor Cam was the best man in his wedding.
Yes.
When is that happening, Megan?
Anywhere from 8 to 9 this morning.
Between 8 and 9 this morning. So we'll get more dirt on somebody that's lived under the same roof as him for 4 years.
Yeah, and we have to go back in time to Bachelor Jam or Bachelorette Jam.
Why?
Because she needs our help now that the wedding's coming.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So if we can come together and maybe help her out, that'd
100%.
Be great. 100%. So...
That's what we do around here.
Yeah, we're here to help people.
Help people with their love situations, but not their math.
Not
or their
at
quadratic
all.
Equations.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
You believe in karma, right, Dylan?
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people believe in that. Whatever
Absolutely.
You put out there, you get in return. Do you believe in fate? You a fate guy?
I could be easily persuaded into fate. But I don't know if fate is, like, in everything that happens.
So, generally speaking, you think that if you put something out into the universe, you're going to get it. You're going to get it back. You're going to get it tenfold. You're just going to get it, whether it's positive, whether it's negative, something like that.
Yeah, I believe in karma that way.
Okay.
I believe in that you can create anything you want by believing that you can.
Right, like manifesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that.
Okay, so let me ask you, Robbie, are you the same way?
Well, are you talking about, like, The Secret?
Yeah,
well, just anything. You think of something, does it happen?
Sometimes.
Is it one of those? You put
Sometimes.
It. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in, if you tell somebody they're clumsy, they become more clumsy?
Yeah, I can see that.
I've got a real problem going on in my life.
What is?
Over the Christmas holidays, my fiance and I went to Hawaii.
Okay.
Found a hell of a deal on a place in Hawaii. Turned out it's because it's where the fires were.
Right.
Didn't do my research on the holiday vacation spot, you see? And we went to Hawaii. And we were talking, we just had like a really great connection, you know, 5 days. And one of the conversations, one of the dozens of conversations that we had, were like, what are the things that you didn't know when we got together and that you've noticed and blah, blah, blah. And she said, you're really clumsy.
Oh.
And I said, I'm clumsy? What are you talking about? I'm clumsy. She's like, oh, yeah, you're clumsy. And I was trying to think of like one thing that had happened to that point that would... Would you identify me as clumsy, Dylan? More clumsy than anybody else? No, I've got an average level of clum.
I don't know.
I'm not high on the clum scale. I'm average clum. I wouldn't say I'm clumsy.
You're not like agile.
No, of course not.
Definitely not. You come in every morning with a stain on your shirt from eating.
But that's sloppy. Is you have your own eating shirt. Would you call yourself clumsy? Is even spilling food on your shirt clumsy?
I'm just trying to figure out exactly what clumsy is.
But here's the thing. So she put that in my head.
Wow.
And I am telling you, since that day and that fateful day in January, I'm screwing up all over the place.
What do you mean?
I'm falling, I'm dropping things, I'm spilling things, I'm knocking things all over the place. Uh-oh. And every time I do it, she's like, she's there. I'm in her presence. And I just look at her, and she gives me this, like, see, I told you so look. Like, I told you were clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm like, but I wasn't clumsy until you told me I was clumsy.
Yeah.
But is that manifestation? Is that, like, how?
But why would she...
I'm cursed with clumsy now because she said I was clumsy when I wasn't clumsy.
But is she? Do you think she's trying to make you clumsy?
I don't. Am I constantly overthinking? Oh my God! I don't want to be clumsy. I don't want to be clumsy. So I spill something.
That could be why.
Because I'm just so nervous to be clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Or has she put clumsy? Is it a curse? Has she cursed me with clumsy?
Or are you just realizing?
Or am
you
I
are?
Just realizing it for the first time? Yes.
I think it might be more that, like, you didn't think so, but now that she said it, you just start to pick up on it. Like, if you say, look for the guy in the red coat,
right?
You're not going to notice anyone in a blue coat.
Until you see, yeah, right. Okay.
Right?
You see, just, oh, there, that
right?
guy in the red coat?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think since she said that to you.
So all of a sudden I'm noticing how clumsy I am?
That's what I think happened.
But if I've been this clumsy my entire life, I damn well should have noticed it because I have been just a bumble clod for the past 4 months.
Hasn't been going well.
No.
Hey? Oh, no.
I'm just trying to think back into all the years I've known you.
Are there any examples of, like, you would never use that as an adjective to describe me
spill
to somebody.
Spill your coffee here a lot.
Here, yeah, once in a while. I think I'm an average spiller, am I not?
For the maybe like the tens of thousands of coffees I've seen you drink.
Right.
You haven't spilled that many.
No, I've got a low spill ratio.
Okay.
I haven't just slipped and, I don't slip and fall all the time.
Is it because you walk like a penguin?
Oh, the penguin walk.
I don't know what that has to do with anything. Like why you had to bring that up.
The appearance of bumbling and clumsy.
Right, like I'm not Inspector Gadget. That guy was clumsy.
Was he?
No, you remember Inspector Gadget? Very clumsy
was
guy.
Was that the bit? He was always clumsy?
He solved crimes, but he was always clumsy about doing it. Thank God for
that's why you need Penny.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Penny and Brain were the stars of that operation.
Penny and the Brain. Yeah, I don't...
You might just be overthinking it. Like, every time she's around, especially, then you're like, oh, I'm totally going to mess this up because you said
so. Right, so now I'm on edge. So by her telling me I'm clumsy, Dylan, I think she's made me clumsy.
I don't think so. I don't
think
that
can
happen.
Can you make somebody clumsy?
I think so.
I'm too busy overthinking it, and now I'm like, oh, my God, I dropped something again. And I look at her, and she's just got this... Just this smug grin on her face, like she knew all along I was going to drop it.
Yeah, like, you're clumsy.
Yeah.
It's like my big toe. My mom's been manifesting about my big toe for years, but it's not even that big, but I trip over it every 5 seconds.
Because she just tells you you've got a big toe, so now it's put it in your head.
It is.
She's put me being clumsy. She's like a witch.
Yes.
How can you? Because she's cursed me with clumsiness.
No. She doesn't have that kind of power. You're allowing her to have that kind of power.
So, but I've tried to say, I don't understand why you think I'm clumsy.
But then you're doing clumsy things.
Because I'm so paranoid of being clumsy.
I don't know about this.
Do you have any big examples of clumsy things?
I slipped it the other day and I almost fell.
Oh, remember when you slipped
right
on the way to Greece? Didn't you do something and you ruined your foot or something?
I lost half of my toe. Well, an eighth of my toe.
So what happened there? You fell.
I tripped on my flip-flop.
Okay, there you go.
Right in front of her while we were packing her stuff.
And you had to go to the hospital.
Had to go to the hospital and get part of my toe taken off.
You are clumsy.
Right.
That's a big one.
It's only in front of her.
She's making me clumsy.
Back when you were drinking, you were pretty clumsy.
Yeah, but that's drinking.
When you
there were bigger problems at that time, Dylan.
With the amount of things you hit in your car.
Accidents all the time.
You drive clumsily.
You are clumsy. I think you might be.
Oh, guys, no, I don't need more clumsy. Don't put it out into the world.
Look at your car. It looks like it's a bumper car.
It looks like a crash-up derby car.
It really does.
It's so like I should be pulling it around on a trailer.
Truth.
Or is that just spatial awareness?
Or poor spatial awareness, which I think is a key factor to clumsy.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's what it might be. Yeah,
so the question is, can you put clumsy out into the universe? And it looks like the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we're going back a long time. Like, you went to Greece 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're clumsy.
So you're starting to create a history that predates her.
Yeah.
Or have I just been clumsy ever since? Because we went to Greece together. That's when we got engaged.
We'd have to talk to your other exes to find out if
was
they all saw you clumsy.
Was I clumsy with them? I wonder. I've never known myself to be clumsy. Text message says, you're not alone. You break a wine glass one time, now you're clumsy forever.
Right.
That's what happened. I tripped and fell and had part of my toe had to get cut off.
Yeah.
And now just clumsy's my middle name.
Balance. Off whack.
Right. Maybe, yeah. Maybe I'm just, a little off balance.
Which would be part of clumsy.
Oh, God.
A neighbor.
It's because I spilled soup the other day. That was another
that's
one.
A big one.
Yeah. But it's never when she's not around.
Okay.
It's like, why can't all this perfection happen when she's around?
Well, every day, like I say, you spill your oatmeal all over you.
All over myself.
That would be clumsy.
A mess. That's considered clumsy?
I think so.
So I'm generally clumsy. It has nothing to her with to do with her putting it out into the universe.
Well, it could be, but you're allowing her to have that power,
so
like Dylan said.
So the moral of the story is, if you're with somebody, be careful what you put out into the universe, because it may come true.
Well, why don't you tell her to start calling you sexy?
That's what, yes, Dylan, why couldn't she have said that? Because I wouldn't have believed that one either.
But
it would have been nice for that to manifest itself.
Yeah.
Or less gassy. That'd be a good one. You know? More fit and ambitious.
Sure.
I'd like that.
Sure. Or you could get her back, put something out into her world.
That she's clumsy?
Or something else. It doesn't have
something
that different.
What a mess we would be if we were both that clumsy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You're not making a very good case to say you're not clumsy.
My fiance has cursed me, you guys.
But I think it is possible, right? If you tell if someone tells you something like enough times, you start to believe it.
Right. So why shouldn't it be the universe should start to believe it and make me clumsy?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know it could manifest in like... I don't know what you would even call that, just physical acts.
You've just become hyper aware.
I'm hyper aware of my clumsiness.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on my clumsiness over the next 7 days.
We'll let you know.
Okay, let me know if I'm clumsy.
We're going to watch this closely.
And every time something happens, I'll look at you, and you guys, I'll just look at Robbie. He'll just write something down, and I'll have this long list of clumsy behaviors.
Things, to prove.
I didn't know you could wish clumsy upon somebody.
I don't know if she wished it or she just noticed it.
$6,100 with the Pepper and Dylan $20 to $1,000 sound. Are we having Jem on? Does she need to talk to us or are you just relaying the message?
I'm going
to
relay the message for her.
All right. So
at this point.
Jem, a couple months ago, was Dylan's friend, just like a Bachelor Cam right now. Dylan found love to the point where she is now engaged, but she needs a favor from us as we're planning for the wedding.
Please.
Okay, we'll do that coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Text message says, the law of attraction is very real and a very cool thing. How would you define the law of attraction?
What you believe can happen will, or you can manifest something to happening, I guess.
So that can apply to really anything.
Yeah, I think so.
That could apply to clumsiness.
Who would
wish that on somebody? Who would put that? Who would put, hey,
your
you're
fiance?
Really, why does she wish me to be clumsy? Again, I'm her fiance. Wish me to be rich.
Right.
Wish me to be sexy. Wish me to be capable. Wish me to be interesting. Many things she could have wished, and instead she's like, I find you really clumsy. All of a sudden, I'm just dropping everything like a moron. We got to buy a bungalow, Dylan, just so I don't risk my life every time I want to leave the house.
Fair.
Got a set of stairs in my house. Things are looking up.
Yeah, two sets, really.
Oh, yeah. Never go down that one set, Dylan. No one likes going down in the basement. That was proven on an earlier program of the Pepper and Dylan Show. No one likes going in the basement.
It's true.
We're going to help out Dylan's friend Jem here in a second, but is this Marie, Robbie?
You got it, yep.
Hey, Marie.
Hi.
Marie's got an update for us. Marie is a nominee for a good dude of the day because Easter is, can you believe it? Easter is, what, 2 weeks away? Is that right?
I think so,
yeah.
2 weekends from now, we're hitting up on like, it'll be Good Friday in 2 weeks from tomorrow. Is that right?
That is true.
It's Good Friday. That one's hard to track down, isn't it?
The end. Yeah, I don't know it off the top of my head. I just look for it in the
calendar.
That's
why the Easter Bunny is a symbol of Easter. It's always hopping around. You can never track it down.
Ah.
Right?
I didn't think of that, but I like it.
100% why. So this two weeks from tomorrow is Good Friday, so the Easter weekend. And Marie's been doing something that she told us about back at Christmas time. She did it for Christmas, correct, Marie?
No, it was Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. That's what. Yes, that's right. Oh, it was October. Right. And so what are you doing right now, Marie?
So I've been collecting donations for families in need since everybody is struggling. I've been collecting bottles after work from random strangers. My work coworkers have been helping me out. A lot of my friends have been helping me out as well. So far I've got 17 turkeys, 14 hams. I made 35 Easter baskets for the children, and for the older ones, I've collected 10 Easter bunnies.
Just out of the goodness of your own heart?
Yes, and last night, my one friend donated 23 bags of 10-pound potatoes that are now in the back of my car, and I'm driving around with.
You've got 230 pounds of potatoes in the trunk of her car. Now,
what a dream.
All donation.
That's a car worth stealing.
Holy smokes. And you're doing this just all out of kindness?
Yes, because I see so many people are struggling right now. So I'd like to give some families, you know, an Easter dinner. And
good for
have
you.
Yeah.
See, Dylan, my fiance could have put kindness out into the universe about me. Instead, she put clumsy out there.
She did not.
Okay, so what is your goal for all of this? Like, you've achieved quite a bit with still 2 weeks to go.
Well, my goal was to only do 30, but now I have passed my goal.
You have how many turkeys and how many hams again?
I have 17 turkeys and 14 hams. And then the potatoes, the vegetables, the gravy mix, the cans of vegetables.
How do you have ham in your house and not eat it?
That's a tough thing for you, Dylan.
Wow.
Yes.
Actually, I have three, for the turkeys and ham, I have three friends that are holding the turkeys and hams as well, because my deep freeze is like packed solid full of turkeys and hams.
Space becomes the premium. It's not necessarily the supplies. It's where to put it until Thanksgiving.
Right.
Or till Easter, I should say.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. So what do you need from us? Because we said we'd help fill out whatever was left that you needed by Easter with the Robbie Fund. It sounds like you're full. Do you need stuff from us in a couple of weeks, or are you're just going to keep on going and see what you get?
My plan is just to keep on going and see what I get.
You're not cooking all these meals, are you?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
No.
And how are you going to hand them out? Like, are you just...
What my plan to hand them out is I've actually picked a location so that they can meet me. So I'm doing a train station. I don't want to give the train station out.
Don't do it yet. No.
Yeah.
Right. Wait until you have all the supplies.
Yeah, so that's my plan. And then it'd be easy access for people that don't have a vehicle. And,
How kind is Marie?
Yeah, so nice, Marie.
Top of the pack, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, guys.
Amazing.
Keep us in the loop on what's going on and what we can do for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Marie. Great work. Good for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Hey.
Wow, she's just going around and she just wants to do this.
It's
kindness, Dylan.
Yeah.
What an interesting concept.
You could do it.
Isn't that something? Okay, what's going on with your friend Jem? Jem, we met Jem, 2 years ago? Three years ago? When she was sick of online dating, that was it. She was ready to give up. She was a good friend of Dylan's, and Dylan said, ha-ha, let me take over. And it took 2 weeks of you advertising the attributes of Jen, and she found love. Jem, and they are now engaged.
Yes.
They're living together, they're engaged, they're happy as can be thanks to you, which is why it's given you the confidence to do what you're doing with Bachelor Cam currently.
You got it.
Okay. So they got engaged last week, correct?
I believe last Wednesday or
Thursday.
That's
when you found out? Okay. Yeah. So what does she need from us now? She needs our help?
Yesterday.
God, like we haven't done enough for her?
No, I want to be part of it. This is an opportunity, and we have access to more people than she does. She said yesterday when I got up from my nap, I read something that said, wondering if you could help. Do you know any local singers thinking a guy with a guitar, country folk kind of vibe? And I said, well, I don't know anything off the top. But she needs I believe, entertainment for the wedding in the backyard. And now we need to find people who know of that great guy.
You want to put your name on that?
See, and that's what I'm kind of worried about. That's why I want to give it to other people. So we can say,
give the job to other people?
Well, I'm not going to do it, for sure not.
Like, I don't mean the performance. I mean, give the job of recommending somebody?
Yeah.
Are you going to audition them, or are you going to just pass the word along to Jim? That's the difference here. Well, because remember what Jim might be expecting. You auditioned her future husband, right? So she might be expecting you because you did so well with the husband part.
Can you
do well with the entertainment part?
I'm hoping we can.
Okay.
I'm really hoping we can.
So she wants you to select the entertainment for the wedding?
Well, I don't know if I get the final selection, but she's asking me if we can locate somebody. And I don't know, off the top of my head, I don't know anyone. Aside from flying the Moffitts in, but that seems really costly.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. They're in Nashville, right?
Yeah. That doesn't seem like my.
Does she have a budget? Did she declare any of that?
I would imagine she's going to have a budget.
Oh, Dylan, you've gotten yourself way in over your head over this planning love stuff.
Performing in the south of Edmonton, August 24th, from 5:30 to 7:30. We need someone that can do country folk. And she said guy.
Okay.
Although I don't know if that's like a sticking point or not.
I could do a stand-up show. I could put that together for her. You had a couple of the local guys. No, not kind of the thing they're looking for?
Maybe. That's not what she wrote to me, though.
I don't know any musicians. Mm. Yeah, sorry. Can't help you there.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's got to be somebody, right?
What about the old man? What about you getting the old Bad Luck Academy back together? Yeah. Getting the band back together, Dylan, your old band.
Reunite.
It's been a little too long, I think.
It's been some time.
Yeah. I don't know if we'd be able
Not talking to the rest of the guys lately? Haven't seen them? Don't know what they're up to?
You know what? I saw Mike and Lululemon, and he didn't even recognize me. He didn't even say
your
hi.
Your old bandmate from the Bad Luck Academy?
Real? Yeah.
It was a good song that you guys made.
It was okay.
Yes, it would fit nicely into this wedding. But the Bad Luck Academy, Dylan's old band, it is out.
Yeah. So we need to, and I'm. This might be really, really hard, but like a local singer, guy with a guitar,
background music, or full on performance, like background while people are filing in and socializing, or
I
somebody
imagine,
that everybody
like just,
turns their attention
like just
to.
Just a fun, like can sing along all the songs we all know.
Okay,
like you know, just that fun.
Play
kind
the
of
music
vibe.
For the first dance band.
I don't know what the, I didn't ask
it
enough.
It's like more of a ceremony thing.
This is in a backyard, right?
A harpist, a pianist, a guitarist. Does it matter what instrument they play? The oboe.
She wants guitar.
Just guitar. Must be guitar.
She did say
Bridezilla, huh?
I don't know. I don't think that's too much to ask. Someone with an acoustic guitar.
The woodwinds are pretty quality instruments.
I'm not saying they're not. It's just hard to do woodwind and sing at the same time.
Does Cam play the guitar? Somebody texting in.
I don't know.
Didn't he say he played the guitar?
Did he?
Hey.
I don't remember that.
Find him love and find him a gig.
Yeah, please, if you know. But if you know somebody, it has to be someone like you are so confident about them being at the wedding and making it magical.
Right.
Because I can't suggest just somebody.
A couple people are saying Pat, who used to sit in Megan's chair.
Yeah.
Pat
yeah.
used to perform. I don't know if he was comfortable performing in front of anything but his phone, right? Isn't that it?
He was good, but yeah, he didn't like people.
So and you're he can play a couple songs, but not for 2 hours.
Right.
What about the roller skating guy from White Ave? You're getting that, Dylan.
I haven't seen him in a while. He comes out in the spring.
DJ Mike Tomas, what if he could do it? Just play like spin acoustic songs?
No, we need
it. You're not getting a lot of help right now, Dylan.
Oh, no. So can we do this throughout the morning until we find somebody, please?
You need the musical entertainment for Jem's wedding. I mean, you started the whole thing. It's the least you could do.
I know.
What is your budget?
I don't know what the budget is, to be honest, but we'll make it work.
Is it her budget or is it your budget?
Well, it's her budget.
No budget whatsoever. No maximum.
Oh, boy.
We'll pay whatever it takes.
No, we just got to find someone awesome.
There's a few suggestions on text.
Right?
Even some that, like Brett Kissel. Thanks, Paul.
I think Brett Kissel would be too much money. Yeah.
It's easy to get Brett Kissel.
No, he's doing everything.
He's always here. He'll be in town singing a national anthem for an Elks game at that point anyway.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah. Hmm.
And then also, doesn't Katie's family have a band?
Ah.
Yeah, they perform.
They have a band?
Katie's very musical family, yeah.
Dylan, though, this is tough.
It's the hardest thing
ever. The band you recommend, that's you if it's no good.
I know. And I already I don't want to mess with my record, right?
Right.
Like, because I get to go to this wedding, and I get to be the guy who set them up.
You've put yourself in an awkward position, my friend.
Oh, man.
So you need help from everybody.
The best we can get.
Okay. If you've seen them live, if they've played at your wedding or a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Let Dylan know. Let us know at 917-917.
It's a lot to ask, I understand, but it has to be perfect, because I don't want my reputation to be
tainted.
Not at all at this point.
When is the wedding?
What day was it? The late August.
August 27th.
Oh, plenty of time to 24th? Learn guitar if you haven't done so already.
August 24th, yeah.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Programming note, DJ Mike Tawas, as we're staring down the barrel of next Friday being another 22 day, blinking, you'll miss it, Dylan.
Is he coming?
He's in.
He's
in.
That's
100%.
Awesome.
100%. So he will be here next Friday for the Friday morning edition of the Kiss Mix on a 22 day.
That'd be awesome.
How's the band search going for your friend, Jem?
We've had quite a few people send in some. We're looking for, it looks like, because she's reached out to one of them already this morning, and apparently they want to be the star and not background music, so they won't play.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, what? What happened?
One of the people's agents said he's not going to do background music. People pay to watch him.
Oof.
Wow.
So, but like, if you hire someone, can't you just tell them what you want them to do?
So this is Dylan's friend, Jem, who Dylan did like he's doing with Bachelor Cam this month. And what's the update on Bachelor Cam? He's off, right?
He's in New York. Work. I'm setting up dates for when he returns.
Okay. And when are we going to meet some of these daters and hear about them next week?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah, maybe one tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Possibility for a Monday date.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then on Monday, we'll meet Tuesday, and we'll go through.
But we're meeting Cam's old roommate, lived with Cam for 4 years, to get some of the tea. Hopefully, there's some tea.
Yes. Although, it's not looking great. Because we, our boss ended up getting a message from one of his old roommates, fiancés, friends. I don't remember.
More high-character stuff?
Yeah!
Oh, God. Enough of the high-character stuff. So we need some drama with this guy.
Well, we're trying this morning.
Anyhow, Dylan, the first time he tried to find love, he did for his friend, Jem.
Mm-hmm.
The guy named Chris, they're now engaged. And now because Dylan did such a bang-up job finding her love, he's got to find her a band for her wedding.
Well, I'm going to try my best. Now, she just wants a guy with a guitar that can sing country folk to be in the background at the backyard wedding.
Just some nice ambient music as people are filing in and socializing and having a nice time.
Sure.
And this one person that she reached out to was like, no. I'm the star of the show. I'm the focal point of your wedding.
No, they didn't say that because that would be ridiculous. Their agent did, though.
Well, you tell the agent to say that, do you not?
I don't know.
So who's that coming from?
I don't know, but I mean, fair, I guess, right? I mean, if you're the star, you don't want to be a background. You don't get into the industry to just be background.
So this person would rather not work than play background music?
Apparently.
Wouldn't it be an easier gig?
That's what I would think. When no one's like looking right at you?
No one's paying attention to you. You're just providing the background music. You could screw up. You could. No one's even going to notice. Mm-hmm, it's like practice for you. You're paid to practice.
Well, that's why we got to find the perfect person.
Okay.
Someone that is okay being awesome and not being paid attention to.
Who was this person?
I don't want to say. That's not right.
Was this your recommendation?
One of them.
Uh-oh, not looking good, Dylan.
Well, I know. I didn't know that.
It's not my fault. You sure you want to do this now?
Yeah.
In your eyes, you can't miss. Or in her eyes, you can't miss. You found her fiancé.
I know. And now this one is going to be harder. So...
You pick the wrong person, you'll undo the whole thing.
That's my worry.
It'll seem like a fluke, you finding Chris.
And that's why I need only the best names. Like, you can't give me someone that maybe would be okay, and you can't give me a diva. I need someone that's going to be amazing.
Sounds like somebody gave you a diva.
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
And it's got to be a guitar, no piano, no harp, nothing like that.
Yeah. That's
who doesn't want a harp at their wedding?
I would like one.
Yeah.
You get somebody who plays a harp to come to your function? You've got somebody that's dedicated to the craft.
Yeah, no,
they have to own their own van, Dylan. Did you know that?
Listen,
not only do they have to own a harp, they have to own a van to get the harp around.
Yesterday we were talking, actually, my girlfriend and I, because I brought this up that Jem needs somebody, and we got to talking, and we both said harp would be amazing,
wouldn't
at
it?
A wedding. So, look out. If we ever get married, you'll see a harp.
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'll come just for the harp.
And that's why else would you come? That's what I'm a harp and food.
I was at a wedding one time where there was a harpist there, and I talked her ear off. I think my ex-wife was my guest at the time, or I was her guest. Well, it was probably I was her guest because I was embarrassing her, right? That would be the fact, right? I was embarrassing her around all her friends. Yeah, that's what it was. Yep. Indeed. Because I kept talking to the harpist about getting in the harp industry.
Yeah.
And like, how many gigs can a harpist get, and do they pay well? And because like, you've got, not only do you have a harp payment to pay for, you've got that van payment. Don't forget the van payment. Plus all the fuel, A harp is not a small instrument.
Well, back in the day, the fuel wasn't that bad, but nowadays,
oof, oh yeah, 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 your margins are tight if you're a harpist. Right. Kids, if you want to get into the playing an instrument for a living industry, watch out from the cello and the harp.
Mm-hmm.
Two instruments that you really got to think about because of the size.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah.
Get something that folds and goes into a case. Like, Robbie, your trombone when you were growing up.
Much better.
You could clunky, take that though. Sucker anywhere with you.
It is. It's clunky, but not as clunky.
So no harpist, not just a guitarist?
We're looking for a guitarist. Ideally, yeah, it would be great if we could do that.
A lot of suggestions on text.
Yeah, I'm writing every one of them down. And then I'm going to send them over to Jim. And
is that what you're doing? You're not vetting the process in any way? You're just sending a batch of names saying, here, look these up?
Well, I'm going to look up some of them. But come on, I got Cam on the other hand.
Oh,
I
yeah, you're too busy.
Busy.
You're too busy.
Things
yeah,
going on.
You're like a wedding planner over here,
it
Dylan.
It really is. That's what I'm doing. Part-time wedding planning.
Okay, so if you know of somebody, you saw somebody at a wedding or a function that you think, hey, that'd be a nice little peaceful backyard wedding they could play at.
Yeah. They're looking for folk country music August 24th from like 5 to 7. So a nice summer gig in a backyard. I mean, you can't get better.
There's this little kid in St. Albert at the farmer's market. He can't be more than 13 years old. Now, it's not a guitar. It's a keyboard.
Oh.
But he plays old school hip hop on his keyboard.
Okay.
He might be a good fit at that wedding.
Farmer's markets has, I wish they were active right now because there's always someone good at the farmer's market.
You throw
market.
That little kid a toonie, he'll play all night, Dylan.
Okay.
You come in nicely under budget with that kit.
Well, I don't know what the budget is, but I like Toonie.
Couldn't be more than 13 years old.
Well,
what a guy.
This could line up perfectly, actually, Dylan.
Yeah?
On August 23rd,
okay.
Metallica's in town.
Okay.
They don't play on the 24th.
Yes,
they play on the 25th. So they have to stay in Edmonton. They have the 24th off.
Got nothing going on.
Could you imagine if the wedding gift I got them was Metallica?
James
you
Hetfield.
Would win the wedding. Yep.
I would win the wedding. Chris's mind would explode.
Do it.
I might look into getting Metallica.
You're mortgage free. What else are you doing with all that extra money now?
Yeah, I don't
buy Metallica for your friend. Come on, Dylan.
I don't have Metallica money.
What a cheapskate, Robbie.
They've got the day off.
It's Metallica.
Yeah. I don't have
I do it for
Metallica
my friends,
money.
Robbie.
I bet you would.
Can we use the Robbie fund for Metallica? Little backyard wedding?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Is your friend Jem, Dylan, who's getting married to Chris, the guy you hooked her up with a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Is she a Swiftie?
I don't know. I don't think she would be.
When's the wedding?
It's August 24th.
Okay, that could work.
What, to have Taylor there?
Yeah.
What are you, out of your mind?
She'll be done her European tour there.
Taylor's not
She's
playing.
Less than $2 million to do a wedding.
$2
million? What kind of friend are you?
I don't have $2
million. Are you going to go cheap on her? She's enlisted Dylan to try and find the wedding entertainment Jem has. Mm-hmm. Since he found her his husband, or found her husband. Is that a double her? Since she found her husband. Husband.
Since she found her husband for husband. Her.
If since we found her husband.
Since Chris was found.
Okay, since Dylan found Chris for her, now he's in charge of finding the music. Taylor Swift's available. She's got an off couple weeks.
Well, if we could raise the money, we could do it. I
what's
just don't
Robbie
have
fund
that
Can we get Taylor Swift to play Jem's wedding?
Not even close.
Not even close. Okay. Robbie suggested Metallica will be in town. Maybe they could play the wedding. It's an off day in between their two shows.
Right. Yeah, for some reason they don't play on the Saturday.
Okay. And who's this, Robbie?
This is Kat.
Kat says she can get Metallica for us?
Maybe.
Okay. Kat, what?
With all due respect, Kat, I have a hard time believing that. How can you get Metallica to play Dylan's friend's wedding?
Well, it's not Kat, it's Nat.
Nat,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
I got cats on my mind.
Okay.
They're so cute with those whiskers. Right. Boy,
Nat,
so
how
horrible.
Can you get Metallica to play Dylan's friend's wedding?
Well, I've known one of the players for years. I've actually used to get together with the family for Christmas, and my kids used to play with his two sons. And last time that they were up here, he texted me and said, hey, I hear you live in Edmonton. You want to come see my show? But I couldn't. So I could probably talk to him, get Dylan's email. And
Yes, you can talk to Metallica.
How did this relationship begin? It's an odd... How?
The kids, they play together.
Yeah, but how did the kids start playing together?
Here's the thing. He has two sons that the grandparents happen to be related to my ex-husband.
Okay.
So So we've always kept in touch because the kids are just about the same age as my oldest one and my youngest one. And we always kept in touch.
I don't know I don't know my Metallica members. I know there's a Lars in there.
He's the drummer.
There's a Skeet Ulrich or something like
that. No, Lars Ulrich is the drummer.
Okay, yeah. And there's a Hetfield, a James Hetfield.
That's the lead singer.
That's all I know. Which one is it that you know?
I know Paul.
Paul. Okay. Metallica's Paul. Paul in Metallica?
What does he play? The tambourine?
He plays one of the guitars.
Oh, yeah, it's Metallica. There's a lot of the guitars. My mom wouldn't let me listen to Metallica, guys. I don't know anything about Metallica.
There's two. There's two kind of a little shorter.
Okay.
So he usually plays, I was on the right-hand side of the singer, the guy.
Dylan, even if you could get one of the other members of Metallica at Jem's wedding, that's a good get, isn't it?
I don't think there's anyone named Paul.
I might be able to get you Paul.
Okay, yes, we'll take him. Are you checking? Okay. You don't see a Paul on there?
No.
Well, what if, like, maybe a session musician?
Somebody
who's played with Metallica would be pretty cool. I mean, it's either that or the kid at the St. Albert Farmer's Market.
Either one.
Well, I will send you pictures for you to see who Paul is.
Okay.
And I will get in touch with Paul, and then Dylan can give me an email, and then we can go from there.
All right, look at this.
That's really kind
Metallica's
of you. Thank you so much.
Jem's wedding.
If we have Metallica playing Jem's wedding and all the guys show up, it would be the magic of all magic.
Yep. Thank you very much, Nat. Have a great morning.
I don't think it's the sound she's going for the wedding, later.
Aw, come on.
They have some slower ones.
Yeah.
Here, let me see.
You get Metallica at your wedding, you don't care what they play. It's
Metallica. Yeah, no,
right?
You're right. That's true. If we could just have the wedding, I can just picture it now. People are coming into the backyard.
Yeah, see this?
Right? Huh? Welcome to Chris and Jem's wedding.
See?
Thank you for coming.
Is that right? Yep.
I don't know if the neighbors will be happy or upset.
The Metallica's in their neighborhood.
That's true. A little heavy for a wedding.
Nothing says eternity like this.
But if you love Metallica, they had a whole album with the San Francisco Symphony. They played with a symphony.
What are we getting a symphony to? This is getting expensive.
Is there enough room in the backyard for the symphony?
I don't know.
Metallica and some guy named Paul?
Oh, man. Chris would like this, though. I know Chris would be pumped to have Metallica. He'd be kicking down his own house.
And who's the wedding for?
Exactly. Right?
It's for the guests.
Yeah!
You already love somebody. Make us love you, too. Have Metallica at your wedding, Jem.
Small little wedding. Metallica in the backyard.
Oh, that would be a dream.
Plus, the tie-in with the Oilers song. Chris loves the Oilers.
Yeah, let's get the Oilers to come, too.
Oh, they'll be there.
This wedding might be getting a little bigger than Jem had hoped for in her backyard on a nice August weekend, huh?
Yeah. We'll see if Daryl Cates can't have it at his place.
See what happens when we leave you in charge of the wedding?
We're going to make it good. It's going to be good.
You're taking on a little bit too much.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Speaking of setting up love, of course, Bachelor Cam is this month. We'll meet Cam's former roommate of 4 years to find out if there is any dirt to be gotten on Cam. So far, it's just he's too squeaky clean for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a little too squeaky clean.
Well, we're
going
to hear from someone that lived with him for 4 years. So come on.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
With Alicia Keys. I don't even think Robbie got to hear his favorite Alicia Keys song there. Simply because he's arguing with Megan about it's now entered its third day, this who owes who $10.
Yeah. This high kick test.
With who can kick higher. It's Robbie's little movie likes to pull. I bet you $10 I can kick higher than you.
I was just trying to entertain myself, really.
Right, we've got a little X marked on the floor there to video this thing. When is the kickoff going to happen?
Well, we just found out there's some know where there's a measuring device.
Yeah, you might have to travel.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my friend Jordan has one at the school he teaches at.
A kick measuring device?
Yeah.
See who
I think it's for jumping.
Yeah. But you can work for a leg.
You can bring it down to make it shorter.
Yeah. And you just do a swipe.
Yeah.
You guys tried to measure our kicks.
We did it poorly.
Yes.
It wasn't consistent enough.
Somebody give Robbie $10 so we can get off of this thing.
No, because I just want to see if I can.
Megan's too stubborn. It's just...
What if we have you kick the door with a chalk on your feet?
I was thinking that yesterday. I honestly was.
So was I, because that's actually like a carpet wall, and if you put chalk on your toe, it would leave nice. We used to do that with jumps in gymnastics.
Okay. Yes. So let's start with chalk.
Right.
We'll go to Emmy's
Lizard. Who owes who $10? Now we're going on a road trip.
News.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting it. We got the update in earlier. We should probably squeeze it in here and there that it looks like the city workers' strike has been pushed to tomorrow at 11 o'clock now, right?
There's a meeting right now if there's no resolution tomorrow at 11.
Right. So thank you. We're getting that. We're also learning, you know, what will be, what won't be affected. It's kind of complicated, but as for right now, today is business as usual with the city worker strike, right?
Looks that way.
This is Everett real quick. We've got Cam's old roommate, Bachelor Cam's old roommate, lived with Cam for 4 years. He's going to know the skeletons. He's going to expose Cam for the fraud that he is. I'm sure of it. Coming up, but Everett's here first. Everett wants to talk about the fact that it's going to be 18 degrees this weekend.
Okay.
And he's wondering about the no snow guarantee, when that's coming, plus the punishment if I'm wrong, et cetera, et cetera. But he's more concerned about, what are you concerned about, Everett?
I want to be able to throw the snow brush.
When can we put the snow brush away? Well, that's part of the no snow guarantee, right?
Okay.
When I
you could get a frosted windshield without snow.
Right. Right. Okay. So when I issue the no snow guarantee, that means you're safe to take the snow brush out of the car permanently.
Oh,
and that's
so
what leads to a lot of the problem.
It's a 2-for-2 thing?
It's a 2-for-2. You can't get one without the other, right? I was close yesterday, and then we started to get, we got foggy, and I got a little nervous, you see? So I backed away from the no snow guarantee. But now that
I think that they're separate, though, because it could not snow for the next couple weeks, but we could still have cold mornings where we've got to scrape off our cars.
Yeah, you got a point.
So is the no snow guarantee and the put your
two separate things,
your scraper away, it's a different thing?
I think so.
I want to be able to throw out my snow brush, and if you're wrong, you have to buy me a new snow brush.
Well, that's wasteful. Why not just put it in your trunk or leave it in your garage?
I don't know why I'm on the hook for you. I can donate it.
I mean, fair.
You can. How about this for right now? I think you're safe, Everett, and everybody else. Move your snow brush to the trunk.
Oh.
You don't need to have it within arm's reach right now.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds like a cop-out guarantee.
Oh, it totally is.
Yep.
I'm afraid because Dylan said whatever this punishment is has the potential to ruin our lives.
It's the most ridiculous punishment, I think, in the history of the show.
And I'm nervous of that type of thing.
Is it going to contribute to global warming?
I don't know.
No, but it will contribute to you hating me.
Okay, so
I'll tell you that.
You've got to be very careful about this. No, it's not happening today, but I'm close.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I'll keep my ears open.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great morning. See you later, Everett.
Yeah, you too.
See you
back.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. Find love if we can for Bachelor Cam.
So Bachelor Cam, the guy that Dylan's trying to hook up with eternal love sometime in the month of March, and Dylan has the track record to do it. He did it before a couple years ago with his friend Jim. They are getting married in August. Dylan has now been charged with the responsibility of finding the band.
Yes.
So if you know of a good background guitar ambiance band that was at a wedding
or
a function.
Don't even need a band. Just guy on a guitar that can sing folk country and just kind of be a cool part of the day.
Let Dylan know so he can arrange that. But Bachelor Cam is out of town right now. He's in New York City on business.
Mm-hmm.
And so the dates are kind of, you're lining up round two of the dates?
Yes.
How many dates have you got confirmed? How many people are confirmed for round two?
Three, I believe.
Three out of six?
Three out of six. Yep. With more than... It's hard. It's so hard because he's so handsome.
So these six new people will go on six new dates with Cam next week. But we take this little pause in the dating to learn a little more about Cam. Because I'm sus.
Oh, yeah?
That's what my daughter calls it.
Suspicious.
I'm suspicious.
Okay.
Cam seems a little too perfect.
He does seem amazing. All the conversations I've had with him have been, he's just a stand-up dude. But we are lucky enough to know someone that spent 4 years living with him.
So who's this?
This is his old roommate.
Good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent. What's your name?
My name's Braden.
So what's wrong with Cam, Braden? You lived with him for 4 years. If you had to make a list of reasons not to date Cam, what would they be?
They're not there. They're not there.
Come on! Nobody's perfect!
Those skeletons you're looking for, there's nothing to dig up.
Is he messy?
actually the exact opposite. If anything, he's a little OCD with his cleaning.
So he's too tidy, perhaps. Okay, that might be something.
It's not the maybe that's one, I guess, if you want to go with that. But yeah, it's not the typical university frat house you'd picture.
Right.
He would have that house spick and span, and if you weren't up to those standards, he'd let you know.
Hey,
they were definitely a clean household.
Is there truth to that he used to host a Monday night bachelor watch party? Is there truth to that, or is that a rumor?
This is true. He did this, yes. My wife, who's sitting next to me here, she was there. So it would be her house would come over, and then there were three girls and four or five of us guys. I guess this comes back to his gambling there. I saw the date with Paige. Everybody would pitch in $20, and we would do a little bit of a pool. So we did a draft where you'd get first overall, and you could pick which girl you wanted to. The loser that week would have to bring snacks for the next week. And, yeah, it would be a little wine on Monday.
Oh, so he's living out, like, his dream by him being, like, the local bachelor then. This is right down his alley.
Oh, yeah. The ongoing joke in Ontario with a lot of his close friends is that he's always said he's wanted to go on The Bachelor. So this is kind of his first stepping stone, I guess.
Oh, did you know this, Dylan?
I had no idea.
Oh, no wonder he was so enthused about this idea.
Yeah, he's never mentioned this before. I mean, he's taken it very seriously. He's been nothing but wonderful. All dates he's gone on have said that he's incredible. And that's why we need you to tell us, where is he lacking?
There's nothing. There's nothing. Like you said, he's got everything. He's handsome. He's got a great job. He's got a beautiful house. His family's awesome. All his friends from back here are awesome. I've met a few in Edmonton, but not many. But yeah, I think the big thing for him is time. I know he's so busy with work. Like you mentioned, he's in New York City right now.
Right.
So he doesn't get that much time around at home, right?
And he was your best man in your wedding?
Yes, he was my best man on the wedding in September. Yeah.
Was it a good speech at the wedding? Is he good at public speaking? Did he embarrass you too much? Did he go overboard? Was it too inside?
You know what? I was terrified. Everybody at the wedding was terrified because if anybody's got dirt on me, it would be him. and it was the exact opposite. He played the opposite card that I'm an angel and I've done nothing wrong. And university, I was the responsible one. So, no, he was, he talked me up, pumped my tires.
Okay, well, perhaps that's what Braden's doing right now.
Are you doing the same thing for him?
Not at all. Not at all.
Worst thing you ever seen Cam do?
I got nothing. I got nothing. Honestly, he's a stand-up dude.
So in four years of living together, you guys have to have had some sort of disagreement or fight or argument or something about something, even the most trivial. What would it have been? Tidiness?
Tidiness, maybe. I mean, I'm a pretty clean guy myself, so it'd more be one of the other guys in the household that probably had some dirty dishes that, like I said, he'd let him know. He's not afraid to tell you. He's a very stand-up guy, like you said, so he's going to be very honest with you, right? Okay. Which I think is a good thing.
All right.
I mean, maybe some people don't like that. They want you to lie a little bit, but he's going to tell you if he doesn't like something. He's going to tell you straight up.
He is not within earshot of any of this, Braden, so you're permitted to speak completely freely. Here is the question that I want to ask, because I get a little bit of this that he's always wanted to be on The Bachelor. He hosted bachelor parties. He's loving a lot of this. He's playing by Dylan's rules. I'll ask you this, Braden, and I want the truth from you, okay? Knowing the guy the way you know him, he was your best man in the wedding. You lived together through all of university. Do you believe he is doing this and truly, truly wants to find his forever person?
1,000%.
Okay.
I have had many heart-to-heart combos about this kind of stuff with him. All through university, even after university when he was single, the amount of dates that he has came on as a third wheel for me and my wife is insane. And he really does want to find someone, and he really wants that as well. So I do truly believe that. I heard he mentioned to me that there was a little bit of hate and some people thinking that he's in it for the wrong reasons. But I can straight up say there's no way. He wants to find someone. He does.
But like a guy like him, this is what I can't understand. Like, and maybe he's just built different. Like with great power
comes great responsibility.
Right?
Thanks, Uncle
like
Ben.
A guy like him, he could be on a date every night and be such a slime ball. Because he looks like a guy from a magazine. But he never has done that? Like, has he had that in his past? Was he ever one of those guys? Or is he always someone that's looked for love?
No. Always, I swear to God, from the bottom of my heart, he's the guy that always looked for love. He was not that guy getting around in university, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, but he could have, right? Like, everyone knew he could have.
I'm sure he could have. He's a good-looking guy. Absolutely, yeah.
Is he too picky?
That's literally what I was about to say, is he is picky, and I think that's a good thing when you're looking for a partner, right?
I agree.
He's picky in the sense that he knows what he wants, and he's not going to settle for anything, right?
Okay.
You talk to any of his good friends from Ontario here, and myself, I'm married, one of his other best friends from London, married, kid, another one, long-term girlfriend, 6-7 years now. So everybody around him has these long-term girlfriends and sees these strong relationships, and I think that's what he sees and he wants, too. He doesn't want just that fling.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, well,
you didn't help us at all,
yeah,
right?
See,
a text message says somebody just listening to this just messaged in and said, no one's that perfect. Come on.
Hey. Would your wife say the same things, or does she have a different opinion?
She would. I'll tell you a quick story. I'll let her take over, and she can tell you.
Is she there? Okay. Yep. All
right. But, she's right beside me here. But I'll tell you a quick story just to show you how good of a guy he is. So we go out to Edmonton every year. We do a little snowboard trip. We flew out there on my birthday. Drops us off the airport. We had a great trip. Drops us off. Says, if you need anything, give me a call. Well, I get up there, and they're not letting me fly. So it's a domestic flight flying from Ontario. So I just brought my license and bring my passport. Mm-hmm. Well, my license expired on my birthday the day we flew out. So they weren't going to let me fly back. There was no way. So we're looking at all our options here, how to ship my passport in, all this kind of stuff. Cam goes, look, I got a meeting in Toronto next week. Take my car. Drive it 39 hours across the country back to Hamilton, where I live. When I get to Toronto next week and fly in, you can drive up, and I'll drive the car back to Edmonton.
What?
So he gave me his car to drive all the way back to Ontario. He sacrificed not only me driving his car there, but then he had to drive 39 hours back by himself instead of taking the flight.
Yeah, that's the problem. He didn't want to keep you company. He didn't want to go both ways, Dylan. He's lazy.
No, come on.
That's the problem. Yeah. We found the problem.
I think he had some work to do that week. That's why he couldn't drive with me. But, yeah.
Too good to be true?
Okay.
I'll pass you off to my wife here, and she can give you a little something.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Braden. Okay. So.
Wow.
I just want to be a little bit nice, you know? I don't need all this.
Hello. Hey,
what's your name?
I'm Ashley.
Ashley, you're going to vouch for everything Braden said? You're not saying that he's doing this as a favor for him, you can say?
Yeah, because guys might say good things about guys.
Yes. Oh, no. Honestly, Cam is one of the best people I know. He is, he's fiery, but he has the biggest heart. Like, you just heard that story. The fact that he offered up his vehicle for us to drive cross country to save us some money because renting a car was going to be extremely expensive.
Yeah.
For him, he's like, oh, it's nothing. I like the drive. I enjoy the drive when he has to drive 39 hours by himself. He enjoys it, he says.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, he's great.
Okay.
He has basically been the third wheel to my relationship most of my entire relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Were you getting sick of him, though?
I mean, there's times I was like, okay, buddy, let's move on here. But
that's what
no,
I feel like my friends are doing to me sometimes.
No, he's such a good guy.
Has he confided in either one of you about the dates that he's had so far? He's had 6 dates with 6 more dates to come. He's selected 2 of them to make it to the finals. Has he told you his true feelings about any of them?
He hasn't told us anything.
Oh, he's playing by the rules, Dylan.
I love it. I really do. I love it. I'm happy.
Honestly, the only way we found out about this is one of my friends saw the post and sent it to me. She goes, is that not Cam on this video? And I was like, what the heck? So that's how we even found out about it. Like, he's a stonewall. If you tell him he can't say something, he will not tell anybody. Wow. Like,
he's good.
Perfect.
I mean, listen, we're working hard as of right now. We really are working really hard behind the scenes to find the love of his life, and I hope that we do.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
I hope so, too.
Thank you, and I'm sure he would thank you for speaking so highly of him. Okay. Thank you very much, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Didn't turn up any...
Nothing.
No stone left unturned, Dylan. I'm still on it. Nobody's this perfect, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at this. Cam's neighbor here. I can confirm Braden's drive across the country story. That is true. Wow. Listen, I don't know, man.
Are you ready to get down? CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top 3 things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. 2 L's in Colin.
Okay, we're watching the story with the city strike.
6,000 employees looking to strike. Today was supposed to be the day. It's been pushed now to tomorrow at 11. They're in a meeting, apparently, trying to come to some sort of conclusion. 87% of people voted against the city's offer. And so, I mean, it's going to affect a lot of things, as we're learning, the all recreation centers, except for any prearranged bookings or Learn to Swim in safety certification programs. City attractions were going to be closed. Building inspections and permits, pet licensing, transit tickets, passes, lost and found, parking and bylaw, ticket enforcement, the public library, the zoo, 311, except for urgent public safety and bylaw matters.
Right.
I know the 911 operators are on strike, but it will still be active.
Right.
There's a lot of things.
They will be on strike if it happens. They're not on strike.
Yeah, okay. We'll be on strike. It all comes down to now 11 on Friday.
So we've been doing this show for 18. This is our 19th year of working together.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to remember on when was the last, like, of course, there's been, you know, job action and labor action, strikes and lockouts for different unions and over the years. But when was the last one, like major, like, services, like all-encompassing services, like a city strike or a garbage strike? When was the last one?
They were saying the 70s, weren't
they? Has it been that long?
The 70s, since there was a big strike like that?
So we haven't witnessed like a transit strike or a
maybe
garbage
smaller
strike or
ones.
Anything like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember going through a garbage strike when I lived in Toronto.
Yep, been there.
That'd be crazy.
Did
and
that.
It's just like pile.
They don't pick up the garbage.
And they've got a real raccoon problem in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
It might be because of that garbage strike.
Maybe.
Like all the raccoons from everywhere else were like, hey, man, there's a ton of garbage you're not picking up over there.
That's when I first fell in love with raccoons.
Yes. Be careful, though.
Apparently, they have something.
Oof, they're a problem.
Yeah.
They are a nasty little pest.
It'd be nice to get a raccoon or two around here.
They're so cute.
Can you have a raccoon as a pet?
I imagine.
Oh, I follow some sites that the pets look so cute. People that rescue them. And as pets, they are so cute.
But what can you do with a raccoon as
play
a pet?
With like, it.
Can you cuddle with
you
one?
Pet it.
You can't cuddle a raccoon. Why?
It's like a little cat.
Like, but do you have to bring it up as a baby?
I wish you had my algorithms.
A raccoon feels like, I wish I did too, Robbie. There is nothing I want more than your algorithms.
It's so cute.
Wouldn't it just claw your eyes out? A raccoon looks like it would claw you to pieces.
Yeah, but a cat would too. Like, you train
like
these
things. A feral
things.
Cat?
Oh, yeah. A dog?
You can domesticate a raccoon. You cannot.
You can do a skunk.
They're smart.
Pig? You name it. You can. Remember the guy had a buffalo in his house? He used to put it in his car.
That's true.
You do just look like a pet. Like, yeah, like this guy, they're here. Tito the raccoon getting walked on a leash down the street.
Ah, little Tito.
You walk a raccoon on a leash? He's
playing with a Rubik's Cube.
Unless you want to lose.
Oh, he's doing sit-ups.
Okay.
Look at this little guy. All so right. talented.
So this is a big one, but it's been pushed back to 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, right? That's where it sits as right now. Dua Lipa announcing her third album, her first studio album in 4 years, called Radical Optimism. It's going to have Houdini, which we've heard, Training Season, which we've heard, and total 11 tracks. On May 3rd will be the release. Can't wait for that. Dua. Zayn Malik also releasing a new album, going to be available on Friday, March 15th.
Okay.
Is the new single, and the new album on May 17th. The new single, why don't we have a little play of that? See what Zayn's been up to. Why? Huh? You want that?
Yeah. Am I fooling? Am I stupid? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's
swear word?
Well done.
Yeah. So we have a new Zayn coming. So that's May 17th. And then, oh my goodness, the new music doesn't stop. Meghan Trainor says it's time. New album out June 14th. And she comes with a new single with T-Pain. And it's called Been Like This.
Take a jiggle, put that thing in the middle for Megan and Bizzle. But you're doing it just the way I like. And you can't fool me. I know exactly what you want to do to me. And baby, you're just going to make me act up on this
night. That's fun.
First class to heaven, your hands.
Yeah, she's got a great vibe. Love it, always.
That's just the way that I do.
It's one of the sticking points of my relationship.
Well, because you love her?
I love Meghan Trainor and
Dua Lipa.
My girlfriend cannot stand Meghan
Trainor.
No. But how can you not love this? It's so fun.
This is fun.
So a lot of brand new music will be coming soon. New albums from Dua Lipa, Zayn Malik, and Meghan Trainor. Let's end with sports this morning.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports! Yeah! Oilers with a huge win last night. 7-2 over the Washington Capitals. Hyman with a hat trick. And a Connor that never was to get a goal, got one.
That's right. Connor Brown, who we had such high hopes for in the offseason, hasn't really lived up offensively, but he got his first goal, and the crowd erupted.
Unbelievable.
Very, very happy. Great to see that he finally got one.
Very fun game. They're going to play again Saturday night, 8 o'clock. They host the Colorado Avalanche. Oilers in second place in the Pacific Division as we near into the playoffs.
It's going to be a tough test against Colorado.
Yeah, things are good. Those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Dylan.
Hey, I'm here for you.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Well, I owe an apology to all pet owners out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Here's Eugene. Hi, Eugene.
Hello, sir.
Eugene used to have a raccoon as a pet.
Oh. We did. We did.
What kind of pet does a raccoon make?
A fun one, an enjoyable one to watch as it prepares to eat and eat.
Aren't they like, but, don't they have a bit of a vicious streak in them, though? Like,
yes, they do. When we had it, I was under probably around 10 years old, mm-hmm. maybe 12. I don't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. Probably under 10.
Okay.
My dad was in pest control, and so he captured this. I come from Windsor, Ontario.
Okay.
And if somebody had a pest problem with anything, he would look after it. And he wouldn't, a rat he would kill, but a raccoon he would not kill.
Right.
So they brought it home. It was a pet. It lived in a cage. And I went to play with it one time or give it food. I don't know exactly. And it bit my finger.
And that was it for the raccoon, huh?
Yeah. Apparently, I might have gotten one of my siblings too, and that was it. So we could never take it. I mean, it was a novel thing, but we could never take it for a walk or anything.
So it sounds like it was more of a captive than it was a pet.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you're captives.
True, Robbie. Yeah.
I guess he might have released it in the wild, but it was not hunting season, so. And he's not going to kill it.
There was no cuddling. You couldn't teach it to do tricks. It was nothing like that. It was just a wild animal in a cage in your garage that the kids were afraid of.
Okay,
All right. I'd file that under not a pet, Dylan.
Okay.
No.
I'd file that under a problem in the garage.
Kind of cute. I mean, they are cute.
Very raccoons. Cute.
So cute. Baby raccoon, one of the cutest things you can see with your eyes.
How old was this raccoon? Me saying it like that, Dylan. Yeah. Raccoon. How old was it?
I have no idea. It was not small.
Yeah, maybe a baby raccoon you can train, and so it can be a little more friendly. Yeah. But okay. So a bad.
There's a pest control or a wildlife control company in Toronto. It's called Gates Wildlife, and they're forever taking raccoons out of ceilings and attics and wherever.
We have raccoons here. But not like they do in Ontario and in Toronto.
In Edmonton they got raccoons?
Yeah, but just like...
Where?
Just casual raccoons.
I've never seen a raccoon, and I've lived here for what now, 18 years?
Oh, they're here. Robbie, are they here?
They are here.
Where have we seen raccoons?
They're rare. People catch them on their doorbell cams and stuff, so they are in the area, but not common.
No.
Not common.
How do
at
I
all.
Get one in my house?
Not like you don't want one in your house. They're a pest.
Sure they
no, they're a troublemaker. All right, thanks, Eugene.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
By the way, we also had a skunk, but it was at its glands removed.
Oh, they're so cute.
And did you keep that as a pet?
That stayed around for a while, yeah. That was not as much of a problem.
And was it cuddly and like...
We didn't cuddle it.
No,
well, I think in the early days we might have, when it was small. That one we got smaller, and it had its glands removed, so... As I recall, that one we could manhandle or child handle a little more.
All right.
Yeah. Then they won't spray you. They're so cute when
they're
babies.
Thanks, Eugene. See you later. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
It's amazing we somehow stumbled upon cats and dogs. I wonder what they tried before cats and dogs. Sounds like almost everything, right? Are cats and dogs the only ones that work?
Yeah, bears didn't work.
Didn't go well.
Okay, I was wrong. You can kind of have a raccoon as a pet. I'm sorry.
We have a request for a song.
Okay, what is
it? We have a problem because Audrey wants to hear a song this morning.
Yeah.
But can't, we tried calling, but can't talk.
Why?
No voice.
Okay.
Oh,
suffering with
why.
Pneumonia.
She's got pneumonia?
Yeah. So, can't talk, name's Audrey, wants the song.
Didn't we know somebody? What happened? Remember Dylan? Was that Dylan? No, he had COVID, right?
No, I did. Yeah, I had COVID.
He came back and he lost his voice, and then he got put on medical leave.
Yes.
Then he had a panic attack. He was gone. Panic,
and there was something.
Hospital.
Oh, I remember what it was that Dylan had. Yep.
Dylan caught pneumonia.
He had pneumonia, too. Yeah.
Dylan caught pneumonia, so he's away. Oh, he's away. Oh, he's away. Dylan caught pneumonia, the doctors say.
It was pneumonia that you had, Dylan.
Wasn't ideal.
That was a bad little 8 weeks for you, huh?
Did not have fun.
Bad luck comes in tens. Dear God, you feeling okay from all that?
He's good now.
Yeah. Yeah, things have been all right.
Knock on wood! Get them all out of the way at once, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Audrey that has pneumonia right
now?
Yeah,
sorry, Audrey.
Okay. Hope you're feeling better.
Sad.
$20,000 sound jackpot is $6,300. Oh, I have got something for you.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We have one more segment. Yeah, we have one more segment left. This is a hack. Like my fiance saw it on like a reel on Instagram or something, so she tried it yesterday. If you're at Dylan, do you like a snack?
I love a snack.
The next time it's time for a snack, you might want to, you know what it is?
Mm.
It's a snack hack.
I'm ready for a
We've
snack
got
hack.
A good snack hack for you coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
We like to keep you updated with all of the late breaking news that's happening in our fair city of Edmonton, so we'll update you. The pie supply at Friesen Brothers on Pie Day. $3, 14 cent, 5-inch pies.
Yes.
Supplies are getting really low.
Real low.
Oh, and the city strike's been postponed another day.
Oh.
So now 11 o'clock.
Those are the
Tomorrow
big
is the deadline.
Go to Vi's for pies. Get yourself a peanut butter pie.
Pie day.
Yeah. Or a pizza pie.
Oh. What about just a, like, a chicken pot pie?
You can get one. Absolutely. They have them at Vi's for pies. Mm. They have them at Friesen Brothers.
Mm.
They probably have them everywhere, to be honest. I don't need to go and list everywhere you can get pies, do
I? I'm curious on that list.
Safeway Bonnie Doon.
Yeah, they
got
pies there.
Now we're naming neighborhood grocery stores. Okay, this won't take long at all. Right. Okay, yeah.
St. Albert Sobeys.
Oh, God.
Say out of John.
Fresh Co. by the stadium?
Oh, yeah. No, they would. Mm. For sure. The co-op would have them.
Probably.
There's two Save-Ons in St. Albert.
I love the co-op in St. Albert as well. The Save-On, for sure. Walmart, I'm not sure if Walmart would. We'd have to really inquire whether Walmart would have a pie or not.
They do have pies.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay. So
apparently co-op also has the 314 pies.
Okay. Mm. This is good.
You can get a deal on the co-op pies.
Pie news. I like it. Listen, there's a Save-On just down the road from here. And there's a superstore
Strathcona,
just back there.
Strathcona, that's a 51st Avenue. Okay. Chicken pot pies.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys having fun? You're having a good time, are you, over here?
You asked us. Yeah. Do it. I'm just here. What is this thing you want to get to?
The snack hack?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so my fiance and I, my fiance made it. She saw it, I think, on an Instagram reel or something like that, because she doesn't have TikTok. Apparently, TikTok's, they're banning TikTok all over there. I don't know what's going on. I can't
find it. Yeah, it's possible. Dead hands.
Yeah, you.
Oh, jeez.
You are not ready for that removal of TikTok.
Most of the world isn't.
But we just had a snack day yesterday as we were settling in to watch the reunion of Love Is Blind.
Fife and Dykel's got good pies.
I forgot
That's
about
true.
Fife and Dykel.
Where's that place that you like the flapper pie from?
Oh.
Teddy's.
Teddy's
on Jasper Avenue has the best flapper pie. Yes,
yeah,
it does.
That's good. Okay.
She took a wrap, right? Like a wrap. You know what I'm talking about. A wrap.
Like a wheat wrap
or like a wrap?
Like a taco wrap?
A round wrap.
Tortilla wrap.
Are they all tortillas or are they not all tortillas?
That's hard
I don't know. It was a Wonder Bread wrap. I don't know.
Wonder Bread? That's the wraps you're buying?
Because we don't know how long they're going to last.
Mm, fair.
So apparently Wonder Bread lasts the life. Look, I don't know, man. We had a Wonder Bread wrap, okay?
She took a wrap and what?
She took a wrap.
Okay.
Down the middle, she put her filling in the wrap.
What was the filling?
Salami, cheese, and mustard, I think, okay?
Oh, so she made a sandwich like a wrap sandwich.
Just follow along.
I'm trying.
She folded it in half, okay? So now we've got a semicircle. Then she folded the semicircle in half again.
Now you got like a quesadilla.
So all opening was pointing in one direction. All the crease was in another direction.
Okay.
She took that bad boy. Listen to this.
Barbie has a good pie.
She put it crease down, opening up in a toaster.
Crease down, opening up in a toaster. Okay.
She toasted it.
And?
It was like a little wrap panini quesadilla thing.
Wow. Turned out okay.
That's elite.
It was the best snack hack I've ever seen in my life.
I like it. I like what it's about.
It was exactly as you would imagine it to be.
It did not drip?
No drip. No drip.
Not a single drip.
She folded it perfectly. Yes.
Did it burn the outsides?
Didn't burn the outsides.
Did it crisp the outsides?
It crisped the outsides, melted the cheese a little bit on the inside.
How much cheese melt we talking?
All the cheese was pretty melted.
Really?
It was really good.
It's hot in there.
Yes.
How long did it go in?
Regular toast time.
Just regular toast time.
So again, to walk you through it.
Yeah.
Took a wrap, circle wrap, put the stuff right down the middle.
But not too much.
Not too much. Folded it in half. Folded that half in half again.
Okay.
Put the crease side down just in the toaster. That's it. Who would have known? Toast, popped it out, boom.
I would never have known.
What a snack. What a snack.
That's a snack hack.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Text message says, I didn't hear a thing, Pepper. I can't stop thinking about pies.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Right.
So many pies.
Oh.
Enjoy your pie day.
Rhubarb pie.
You guys done?
Not.
Nope. Okay, keep
not
going.
Not completely.
Nope,
it's just
go ahead.
Feel pies, free. It's one day a year.
Let's give you another. There we go. Go ahead. Have your pie,
Vienna Bakery, just down the road.
All right.
They might have a pie. I'm not sure. We'll look into that.
No, go ahead. You got plenty of time.
What is a flapper pie, by the way?
Flapper pie is custard with meringue. It's the best pie you've ever had.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was just served.
No, peanut butter pie is the best pie you ever had.
Ooh, it's close.
Really?
What?
Peanut butter pie.
Dutch's makes a great pie.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked the Dutch's pie.
Bonton
Bakery.
Text message says, what was that hack? I was too busy Googling flapper pie.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It's a wrap. You fold it in half, put it in the toaster.
The Italian bakery
like
is bound to have a pie.
It was really good. Don't worry about
it. I'm with Jason. I can't stop thinking about chicken pot pie.
24 seconds left.
Straight pie toast?
Italian bakery has good
pies. Pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah,
elite.
The Italian bakery's pumpkin pie this time of year?
Pumpkin.
I take a pumpkin pie.
All year.
I do like it.
It's my birthday cake.
Yeah, that's a great cake.
Costco. I mean, they always have great pies for a great deal.
A bunch of people said that. Even the meat pies, yeah.
Aaron says, I'm making my way to Teddy's later on today. It better be great, Pepper. It is. It's the best flapper pie in the city.
Are we considering a shepherd's pie a pie?
We should.
Not a pie, though, right?
If it has pie in the name and it has a pie crust.
It's in the pie crust?
Yeah, no.
I consider it a shepherd.
That's wrong.
One of these days, I will make you my dill pickle pie.
Robbie's famous.
You're out of time.
Okay, thank you.
Here's your pie chat. Enjoy your day.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.